Typically, if you wanted to grow a business, any type of business, you would pursue one of two general approaches. You could either increase the number of people you are serving, or you could, which is what you said, you could increase what you are selling to the same number of people. Hi, my name is Idowu Akinde, but everybody calls me ID. I lead the team at Impact Hub Lagos, where we help people build their businesses. What do I mean by that? So we sell workspaces, we provide workspaces and private offices. And on top of that, we also provide enablement programs, capacity building programs for founders and owners of businesses. On the show with me today, that show that you love so much, that helps you, that gives practical business nuggets for building businesses, called the Smart Growth Podcast, I have with me Oyeshade Oyekola, an entrepreneur who will share so much about her business with us today. Hi, Oyeshade. It's a pleasure to have you on today's show, the Smart Growth Podcast. Would you just take a few minutes to tell us about your personality, your background, and the business?
My name is Oyekole Oyeshade. I'm a beautician, and anything beauty, salon, spa, cosmetic, that is my field. And I've been in this business for about 8 years now. Mm. I started as self-taught, and I grew into becoming better over the years. I took some trainings, I had to undergo some trainings, and I've been able to make impact. I also have so much passion for teaching young people like myself and tutoring them in the beauty aspect.
Lovely, lovely, lovely. I mean, I have the greatest respect for the way you've described it, beautician. For a novice like myself, and many other people out there, can you break that down for us? What are the reasonable things to expect from a beautician in terms of service delivery or, you know, services?
Okay. So beauty is very large. It is wide. I'm very versatile, and I am multi-talented. I started as a professional makeup artist. Okay. It's part of beauty.
That's something you do.
Yes, that's one thing I do. Okay. Then I moved into hair business, making hair, any kind, dreadlocks, natural hair treatment. I'm a natural hair specialist. I'm a very strong advocate for natural hair. I love it when African women can show their hair, wear braids, rather than putting on a wig, covering what they have. Yeah, so I also do nails, pedicure, manicure, facials. So anything that has to do with looking good, that is what I do. I glam people up for parties, for events. I do ghillies, ready-made ghillies, auto ghillies, and I sew them myself. So I know how to pedal the machine. Mm.
Okay.
Yes.
You sound multi-talented indeed. I can't wait to hear how you are transforming these talents to Naira and Kobo. So, tell me about the business. So that's a lot about your talent. Can you tell us a little bit about your business? So which of these talents have you converted to money-making ventures, and, you know, what does that look like? How much of a business is that? Tell us about the business aspect of yourself.
Okay. I started doing makeup for myself initially because I had so much passion for looking good.
Okay.
And I realized that anytime I would go out, people say, wow, you look so beautiful, you look good. Sometimes I would even put a mirror in front of myself and make my hair myself.
Okay.
When I was in the boarding school, people would say, are you a witch? They sleep, they wake up, and I have weaving on my head done by myself, neatly done all by myself, because I had very full natural hair. Nobody wanted to make my hair. So I would do it myself. And after secondary school, I'll be at home waiting for admission. Then I'll just pick something. I just wanted to get my hands busy. And when I got to school, I realized that in the school hostel, young girls would be going out, and I'll look at them and say, I don't think this is good. I think I can make you look better. Then I started doing their makeup. I'll pack their hair. You know, when they go out, they'll be like, who did this for you? She's like, it's Oyo, it's this person. And it's not like a joke. Then I decided to monetize this gift that God has given to me, because I didn't believe, I just wanted to do it because of the passion. I knew it was something I wanted to do for life. I had so much passion for it. And I graduated and I told myself, this is what I want to do for a living. Then I remember I converted our living room into a beauty studio.
Okay.
Yeah, the first thing I did, I sold my laptop then. I sold another phone I was not really making use of.
Okay.
I sold it. I was able to get little money for that.
Okay.
And I remember installing the wallpapers myself. And my mom was like, what are you trying to do? You want to turn this place to a marketplace? I said, don't worry, just see what I want to do. And God gave me an inspiration to do a 30 days challenge. And what I did was, I would go out there into the streets, talk to every beautiful woman I see out there.
Random strangers,
people I've never met before.
Wow.
I had so much confidence. And I'll tell them, hi, hello, my name is Oye. I'm a beautician. I'd love to glam you up. Would you love to come? And you know, Nigerians, they love things like that. Is there anybody that would not like to look good? Yes. And some of them would be skeptical initially. And sometimes I'll tell them, okay, go to my Instagram page. But I was doing that to build my brand. I was also doing that to build my portfolio, because I can't just say, this is what I'm doing. And my page, there's no content, there's nothing. So the 30-day challenge, the concept behind that was to get people that will bring people that will bring people. So I did free makeup, free glam for people that went back home to tell their sister, their mother, their friend. And those people they came with paid for the service. It was no longer free. The first impression was very important to me. So that was how I started. And I graduated from our living room, because my mom then would say, what is going on? Cars are parked in front of our house. They are looking for one tiny girl. Who is the person? And I'll come out. So I graduated to having my own space, my own little space. I was there for a few months and the space could no longer contain me. Then I graduated into a bigger space. I had over 10 apprentices working under me. I had people I was training. So it started running as a beauty school. Oye's Place started running as a beauty school.
Where is it?
I started in Abuja.
Mm-hmm.
Then I relocated to Lagos in 2023.
Mm-hmm.
So it started running as a beauty school, and people would come from different places, even neighboring states,
mm-hmm.
because Nasarawa State was close to Abuja.
Mm-hmm.
So we had people bring their kids,
wow.
young people like myself too,
mm-hmm.
and older people. I had people that were old enough to give birth to me
mm-hmm.
that I trained over the years.
Okay, that's a really, really inspiring story. Great to see your passion. Great to hear it in your voice, and even, you know, see the results. If we were to drill down into the numbers in your business, what's the average number of clients that you process on a monthly basis? That
okay.
you serve on a monthly basis?
For the kind of business that I do,
mm-hmm.
It is not stable. because it's a multi, it's a lot. Let me see. Let me put it that way. But then I should have about 30 clients average in a month. And that is when I don't do so much. So our job comes like contract sometimes. It could be a wedding and a bride will say, I have 10 people so I want to do makeup in just one day. In that one day, we could earn a million. In that one day, it could be 5 million. In that one day, it could be 20,000. So it comes sometimes as individuals. One person can just come and say, I just want to do my nails, and that is it. Then sometimes you have 5 people come at the same time.
And as women usually do on their way to a wedding, they pass through somewhere. Touch me up.
Yes.
Okay, lovely. Yeah. Lovely. So that's average of 30 people. Gross revenues? I know you said it can go as high as X or as low as Y, but
yeah,
just an average monthly revenue figure. What would you say that is?
Okay. In a month, it could be a million.
Okay.
And some months, it's more.
Would you be comfortable if we work with a million just as a ballpark figure?
Yeah.
Just to...
Yes.
Okay.
Just we can discuss. Work with okay. that.
Okay. So, question for you. What does business growth, what does it mean to you? When you hear business growth, what does that mean? What is a potential outcome in the next 3 to 6 months or even 6 to 12 months that if that outcome happens in your business, you would say, oh, I've really grown. What does that mean to you?
Okay. The first thing I would like to say is that for you to experience growth, you need to be consistent. You need to show up every single day. And how would you say your business has grown? I would say when you understand your niche and when people get value for their money as time goes on.
So thinking about the numbers now, average of 30 in a month, totaling average of a million in a month before we start deducting expenses and stuff like that. Okay, just average. That comes to about 30k. If my maths is correct, average of 30k per client, average. If by, this is May, if we have another conversation by November and you are now doing 300k per client and gross revenue of 10 million naira per month, would you call that growth?
Growth is relative, actually. And, for me, it's not about the numbers. You should be able to manage the numbers. Because it's one thing to have many clients. It is one thing to be able to manage the clients that you have. So I rather have 30 people that I can give value for their money than have 300 people that I don't have enough capacity to manage. And at the end of the day, the workload is much and the money, I still have to spend more.
And the quality of service deteriorates.
So I had to, okay, so let me give you a practical example. In 2022, I had a major breakdown in my business. I had to shut down some branches because I grew into having other branches of my business. And I realized that I needed to structure my business in a way that the business could survive without me as a person, because Oye is a person. Oye's place is the brand. So the way I started, the brand could not survive without Oye. And in 2022, I had a major health challenge that I had to reduce the rate at which I was working, because I was so busy that I was always on flights, traveling from Abuja to this place to that place, doing jobs. And there was, I started to burn out. The workload was a lot. I needed to employ more people. And there were clients that would also say that, no, if it is not OE, I don't want. So I started having many more clients. But because they could not get the value that they wanted, I started losing them because I could not manage the workload. Yes. So I had to now strategize and work based on bookings. So you can't just work and say, oh, I want to do this, I want to do that. You need to tell me before you want to come, and I should check my schedule if I'm able to accommodate that client. So if I'm unable to accommodate that client, I just have to be very honest and say, no, I cannot take this job. Because imagine taking it, sometimes it could be, the pay might be really attractive and tempting, but the truth is, for what reason? Why should I take money and at the end of the day, I cannot deliver? It's not worth it.
Okay, that's interesting. That's very interesting. So you've gone into some of the details of managing growth, as you said, managing the challenges that come with growth. Let's streamline and focus on one aspect of growth that you mentioned earlier. So typically, if you wanted to grow a business, any type of business, you would pursue one of two general approaches. You could either increase the number of people you are serving, that's, you know, grow your customer base, or you could, which is what you said, you could increase what you are selling to the same number of people, right? So if you had 30 customers and you're making a millionaire, option one, you could grow 30 to 60, 90, 120, 150. Or you could keep 30, keep them satisfied, and then sell more to them. So today, all 30 are doing makeup. Whenever there's makeup, well, most of the time when there's makeup, if 80% of makeup clients are on their way to a wedding, then gele tying is just like our going and agege.
Yeah, it's complimentary. Yes.
You know, so can you tell us about that? Have you seen such trends in your own personal business journey? Have you seen instances where you saw an opportunity to add complimentary services? And if that's the case, how did you manage that?
Okay. I think it's a strategy that has really worked for me for so many years. And that was how I was able to grow into doing other businesses. A client could come and say, I want to do makeup. Sometimes they even tell you, I want to do only gele. And I'll say, I know, how will you tie only gele? I need to do your makeup. So no, I don't do makeup. I say, no, just a little touch up. And it will go a long way. And sometimes they will tell me, okay, come to my house. When I know the client is staying very close to me, sometimes I convince them to come over. Because I know that when they come, I have trained my staff to do marketing. So you look at the client, auntie, you did not fix your nails. We fix their nails. Auntie, this your hair. We sell egg hair product. Oh. Sometimes the clients will end up spending times three of what they want to do. And sometimes when I go for home service, a client will say, oh, okay, I want to do my makeup, blah, 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 blah. I'll say, okay. Then they will tell me, can you come back so time? If that time is not convenient for me, sometimes I will tell them that, instead of always getting the makeup artist, I could train you for just, you know, some of them will say, okay, I don't even live in Nigeria. It's always difficult to get a makeup artist when I travel back. I said, okay, I could do virtual classes for you and just pay for 4 sessions and we are good to go. Some will say, oh, I don't believe it's true. Then I'll show them testimonials from people I have trained virtually and okay, how to do your eyebrows. And at the end of the day, I go back home with extra cash. Sometimes I'll also tell them, do you have a sister who is also going for the event? It wouldn't be so good doing just one person. So to cut cost of transportation, let's have many more people. I could come with my assistant so that we have more people to attend to. So okay. It's a strategy.
That's fantastic. At this point in time, what are your growth goals? What do you want to achieve? What do you want to see in 6 to 12 months time for your business?
Okay. I want to be able to sell products in my name. Okay. Products that I produced myself. Okay. Yes, I'm working towards that. I want to be able to put something out there beyond my service. Something that I produce with my hands. Yes, I also want to be able to conquer Lagos as a whole. Yes, as a whole. It's been 1 year and 6 months I moved into Lagos from Abuja. Relocating hasn't been so easy, but then I'm grateful for growth. That's what I would say. And I would say that there are so many opportunities in Lagos, and I think I've met people that also value my craft and understand that they get value for their money.
Okay. Hopefully in 6 months, maybe 12 months, when we have another conversation, your name will be out there on many products, and they will be so viral.
Amen.
That before you even walk in the room, you'll be like, oh, that's the lady with that particular name. Like, of course I know that name. I saw it in the supermarket, I saw it on TV, I heard it on radio. Hopefully. Okay.
Amen. Thank you so much.
We're here to support you. We're rooting for you. We wish you the very best.
Thank you. Thank you.